And welcome in to You're the Cure with Dr. Ben Edwards, MD, brought to you by VeritasMedical.com. That's right. Check out for archived programs and other important information to help you regain control of your health. That's VeritasMedical.com. Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Let me say good morning once again to the good doctor. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Wade. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hope you had a great weekend.
I did. Got to chase some goats around with the kids.
That's always fun.
Yeah, I like to keep it real. You know, my wife says we keep these goats to keep me humble. My head would get too big otherwise.
Right, right.
We got a great show today. I'm going to try to keep my emotions in check and just represent the truth in love. We're in a very interesting time in our world, in our country, but really the whole world. And, you know, it could be a difficult show today for some people who want to, you know, just get back to normal, quote unquote. Let's just get life back to where it's supposed to be. You know, I didn't go down to Waco this weekend. I graduated from Baylor, and Baylor homecoming. I'm fifth generation Baylor grad. Baylor homecoming was always a big deal for my family. My granddad was a regent there, and a lot of memories. And it was this weekend they had their homecoming. I didn't go, but, you know, just in a group text with my family, you know, it made me think about those memories. And, man, let's the good old days, and let's get back to normal. But, and, you know, I don't know that we're going to get back to normal. There's some very disturbing things happening in our world. And to listen to Dr. Robert Malone, which hopefully we'll get him on the show in the near future, but I'm going to post an interview he did. And listening to David Martin, we'll have him on in a couple of weeks. The corruption in our institutions to the highest level is just unbelievable. But even down to the local level. And I was sent an audio recording last week about some local folks who were fired from their job, you know, not allowed to earn a livelihood anymore because of a choice to not submit to being a participant in a medical study, experiment, which is what we're still under. So, regarding this COVID-19 gene therapy injection that's under emergency use authorization, there is not a licensed, approved vaccine that anybody in Lubbock, Texas can go get today, or in the state of Texas, or in the entire United States. That press conference about this approval was very interesting. A lot of legalese and, you know, word games. So Comirnaty was approved, but that vaccine's not available in the United States. Pfizer EUA was extended. Moderna's still under EUA. It's illegal. It violates federal law and international law and bioethics and human dignity, and any moral code that you would live under is being violated when a CEO of any company tells you, or your HR person, or anybody in management tells you, you are required to get this to maintain your job. So I'm not sure where all the attorneys are at, but I'm going to call them out. we need integrity. We need men and women of righteousness and integrity to stand up. And we've got some of those men and women in the studio today who stand for truth and integrity and freedom. I'm here as a physician, as we're here every Monday, to try to bring the truth to you so that you can make decisions for you and your family that are most beneficial for you. Full informed consent. I tell people all the time, there's three options in healthcare with a disease. Let's say diabetes. Option one, do nothing. Have high blood sugar. And that high blood sugar is going to cause you all kinds of trouble. Just saw a guy last week. He didn't know he was diabetic. The day he found out, his blood sugar was 600. He was almost comatose in the airport. He fell asleep. He was in diabetic ketoacidosis, and he almost died. He could have chosen to, you know, walk out of that hospital and not come see us after that. Just keep doing nothing. And he would suffer and die early. Or option two, he could continue the insulin and the medications he was given at discharge from the hospital and manage his blood sugar. And that's better than option one. And that's his choice. He could still choose to not fill those medications and not follow up with the doctor and just die early. Or option two, manage it. Or option three, which is why I came to our clinic, he wants to resolve it. Because he read Dr. Jason Fung's book that talks about you have another option. You don't have to just manage disease. You can steward your health in a way that will allow your body to fix itself. Bring blood sugar down all by itself. High blood sugar, smoke from a fire. Deal with the fire and the smoke goes away. You don't have to just manage your asthma, manage your arthritis, manage your reflux, manage your hypertension. All this management of symptoms. Anyways, I'm not supposed to get off on these tangents, so I'm going to corral myself real quick because we got a lot to talk about with these guys and gals today. I do just want to mention, I think I said it last week, I've definitely put it on some different social media or have told people to listen to today's show because I was going to have Steve Kirsch on, and he's got $1 million, although I heard it just went up to $2 million, but I know for sure it's at least $1 million on the line. If anyone at Texas Tech, anyone from the Lubbock County Health Department, anyone from the State of Texas Health Department, anyone from the CDC, the FDA, or anywhere else, if anyone can debate Steve Kirsch and show where his analysis of the VAERS data is wrong, he'll pay you $1 million. Keep in mind, Steve Kirsch is left of center, double vaccinated, and he got his team of world-renowned statisticians to look at VAERS data, and what they concluded was at least 200,000 people have died directly from the experimental emergency authorized COVID-19 gene therapy injection. 200,000. So we'll have him on next week. You can learn more about that $1 million offer. Who couldn't use $1 million? All right, so that's next week, guys. And then David Martin will be on after that the following week, I think. And then hopefully Bobby Kennedy Jr. will be on after that. We've got to continue to bring the truth and expose the corruption and call forth men and women of righteousness to stand up. All right.
Real quick, I was just going to throw out breaking news. You know, Colin Powell died at 84 years old, and he was vaxxed.
Yeah, so there's been a number of indications coming out of the UK, Israel, and other places about antibody-dependent enhancement. I'm not saying that's what happened here, but it would be nice to know. What I briefly read in just a headline that popped up on my phone was he died from COVID complications. I would highly suspect antibody-dependent enhancement. Why would I say that? Because historically, all the coronavirus vaccines they've attempted over the last 20 years have resulted in this problem where the vaccine actually enhances the virus and makes it more deadly. That's why we don't have an RSV vaccine. Every mama probably knows about RSV because pretty much every kid's going to get RSV, and it's a bad little virus, especially if you're a tiny, tiny baby with a tiny, tiny airway. That mucus can get so thick it'll clog you up, and you need to know what to do about it. And surely they'd do a vaccine for it if they could. Antibody-dependent enhancement. RSV is similar to coronavirus. Dengue vaccine, it failed because of antibody dependent enhancement, and there's clues that we're seeing that with this coronavirus vaccine too. I don't know, we'll see if we're allowed to see if we can have full disclosure and transparency, which so far has not been the case. All right, so got this audio recording last week of a local employee at a local news station being fired. And the part that got me kind of fired up was the fact they were saying this was for employee health. And what struck me was this particular person already had COVID and had natural immunity, God-given natural immunity, which is more robust. There's so many studies about natural immunity being robust, but Block, I'll put this on our Telegram account. She reviewed 20 different studies and summarized them all, and they all showed clearly that natural immunity is preferable and much more beneficial than any quote-unquote vaccine immunity. So that was the biggest thing. To me, this guy that I'll call him a guy, I don't remember his name, was completely misinformed, uneducated about this particular topic. So with that floating around the YouTube land, I thought we need to bring some clarity here and also to support these guys who obviously did understand their personal risk-benefit ratio, did not lean towards submitting to the mandate of get a vaccine. So, Aaliyah, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
I'm going to try to be quiet now and let you just speak. Because here's my point. I want to support you because from a scientific and medical opinion point of view, you may be the healthiest, wisest, smartest, most data-driven, evidence-based decision you could have made, and it was not supported. And as I've mentioned earlier, I'm not sure where the attorneys are at because it's illegal to mandate anyone, coerce or mandate, force anyone to submit to a experimental therapy of any sort. I mean, we have medical schools that are sponsoring different research all the time. Anyone can go volunteer to be a research person. I had research people at UT Houston. That's how, you know, I learned to do some stuff. They volunteered to be in some research, but you decided not to volunteer to be in this research. So tell us a little bit more about this, if you would, please.
Yes, sir. My husband and I decided a good while ago when this all started coming out, and I'll be honest with you, Dr. Edwards, I really thought we were immune. Living here in West Texas, conservative West Texas, you know, you see the stories that are happening in some of these areas like Portland and New York and California. And I really thought, whew, we're safe out here in good old Lubbock. And, but my husband and I made that decision that we weren't going to be lab rats, that we were going to, whether that meant selling our home, homeschooling our kids, doing whatever we had to do to protect our health. And we felt like we had that right to do so. And back in early August, mid-August, corporate gray television sent out a corporate-wide email saying it was going to be a requirement for everyone to be vaccinated. All management had to be vaccinated by the 15th of September. All non-management employee had to be vaccinated by October 1st. And corporate came in on October 11th and said all employees were going to have to show their vaccination card. Kind of made me feel like, show me your papers, you know, a little bit like Nazi Germany.
Yep.
And we were sent an email from our local HR manager that had that PDF of a document asking us to sign. Zero explanation, no guidance on that form, but asking us to sign it and release our medical records essentially to corporate America. I then forwarded that to Dustin Burroughs' office because I have a close contact, good friend there, and said, oh, please help me. This can't be right. They can't ask us to do this, can they? And things just started to unfold from there. And then later that afternoon is when Governor Abbott issued that executive order. And I honestly thought that was our answer. That was Jesus parting the Red Sea.
Yeah. And it turns out it wasn't.
It was not. It was not. So I was instructed to go in the next morning. We had a mandatory staff meeting, a sales meeting. And I was instructed to just bring in that copy of that executive order. So I actually had four of those copies printed out and handed that over in lieu of signing off my medical rights, and total disregard for that, and proceeded to tell me this was not about our health, that this was company policy and I was not toeing the line. So they let me go.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. You know what surprised me is I heard through the grapevine that folks were literally lining up out of HR's office to turn in that form, to turn in a copy or their vaccination card.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, that's, if nothing comes out of this, you know, you've made your call to the attorneys twice now. And my only thinking is it's such a broken justice system.
Yeah.
And so if I'm at peace with that, if you know, nothing ever comes of being compensated in that regard, but our heart and our thought process is wanting others to know you don't have to comply.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. You can stand up. Blake Brody and Jordan Brody are here with us today, and Blake is the sole provider for his family. They have three little kids And Jordan homeschools. She stays home. And he stood up for what he believed in regardless of what would happen.
Yeah. And that also is one of the reasons I asked y'all to come in today, to encourage others, because y'all had the fortitude, the strength, and the faith in God, right. I'm presuming, to stand for what you knew was right and not be coerced or fear-mongered. Fear is prevalent. From the
Absolutely.
Get-go of this whole thing, fear came in.
Absolutely.
And now it's shifted to fear of losing your job, fear of lack
right.
of provision, that
right.
kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And this deep desire to, I think, just go back to this old way of normal, where it's clear there's not a, look at Australia. We're talking, we're going to shoot you with rubber bullets if you go outside to protest this thing, or we're going to fine you $5,000 for going to your neighbor's house if you're not.
Or taking your trash to the curb after curfew.
Yeah, it's unbelievable where we're at. Okay, so you mentioned Blake, Brody, and Jordan, guys.
Thank Hello.
You for coming in today.
Yep.
He's got the better radio voice.
He does.
Yeah. Well, maybe Wade needs another.
We could hire.
Yeah. Hey, I'm looking
for a job.
Yeah. Well, seriously, and we can get into this later.
We're all gainfully employed. Employable.
Yeah. What I'm seeing is a whole parallel commerce economy is going to come out of this, I think. There's going to be this group of people who understand there's something deeper at play here, and we're going to support each other. And really, it's God's going to develop this thing if we just trust and listen to Him and keep walking it out. But Blake, go ahead and the mic is yours.
Okay.
However, you want to announce out to the public.
Sure. Well, I'll say first off, when this came down, I was nervous for my own personal health, even beyond just my belief and principles of how can this truly be mandated. A lot of what you said earlier. When it's an emergency use vaccine, you're basically just an experiment at this point. That certainly didn't sit well with me. But me personally, I have my own health concerns. I've had adverse allergic reactions to vaccines in the past. I mean, I can't get a shot without breaking out head to toe. I mean, there was a flu shot I got one year that I felt like I had like a measles outbreak. I mean, it was horrible. So I sought a medical exemption very early on, 2 days after that email came down mandating it. I was in my doctor's office telling him about my past experiences and was given a doctor's note and a doctor recommendation that you should not get this vaccine. So I ran with that. I mean, really, when that email came down, they did say they were going to grant medical or religious exemptions for those that seek it or something along those lines. Like they were where accessible or where appropriate.
Right.
So I was thinking, great, I got a doctor note. I've had bad reactions. I am obviously the medical exemption candidate.
Yep.
But mine, along with Gray employees across the country, I mean, this is the second largest broadcaster in the nation, Gray Media is, with stations all over the country. And there were, to my knowledge, no medical exemptions granted. I mean, religious exemptions were also denied. But in my case, I mean, a doctor is telling me it's not in my best interest, and it didn't matter. And so that, to me, is a pretty terrifying prospect that corporate America or this company is going to put their company policy above what a doctor is telling their own people on an individual basis, whether or not they should get this or not. So... That was, I mean,
was there any explanation from the corporate side as to why that would, did they have their doctor, medical expert counter your personal physician or anything?
Honestly, I think, I know pretty much for a fact that because I'm in sales, that they were not going to grant any exemption for anybody in sales because whatever parameters they were going to put in place for the exempted was, it would make for a salesperson incapable of doing their job, completely remote, no face-to-face, no interaction with anybody. I know that from speaking to other Gray employees in other markets that it was just a quick no. News was the same way. News folks that tried to seek exemptions of any kind were turned down because they can't be a reporter out in the field or an anchor at the desk from home. So they were just carte blanche denied. So even though it said we're going to grant accommodations, mm-hmm. there were no accommodations granted.
Some were even receiving So you had to request an exemption from corporate, the form, they sent it to you, and then you had to send it back with all the appropriate documentation that was required. Someone were receiving their denial for exemption without even submitting their request. I mean, it was just, the whole thing was a circus. One gal, I can't remember which market she was in. She had been working from home since the beginning of COVID, so since March 2020, and that was her request, is can I continue my working from home as accommodations to not getting the vaccine? And her reply was, no, your job does not allow you to work from home.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, but wait, I kind of been weird. Doing that. Yeah. I mean, it was just... Yeah. I mean, some of it was comical.
A script. It's like there's a script. There's a scripted play that we're just walking through.
Yes.
And who's ever on the other side of this script is going to keep marching.
And, you know, like Aaliyah, I've had COVID. I had COVID November last year. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, recovered, obviously. I'm sitting here today.
Yeah.
So that's not a factor in it either. And I tried lobbying for, you know, what we had been doing for the previous 15 months. What if I... Mass social distance,
Right. Regular
testing. Is there anything that I can do to keep my job and prove that I'm not, you know, a COVID carrier or whatever?
Right.
But no.
Yeah.
Straight. No accommodations made even in that regard.
Yeah. So force you to submit to an emergency authorized therapy that's not been proven, that the efficacy and safety has not been proven out. In particular, in those who've already had COVID, they're at increased risk for adverse reaction. There's 6 different studies now that prove that. So to submit to something that gives you no benefit, it's all risk. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I mean, that's a no-brainer.
And in the recording that I did, Dr. Edwards, you know, he makes that comment, which to me just throws this all in, you know, even more into the dumpster fire, is it's not about your health.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for God's sake,
yeah.
Working from home, sanitizing the fingerprints off our hands, mm-hmm. masking, social distancing. If it's not about our health, then why have we been doing that?
Yeah. Well, this is a good time for a break. When we get back from the break, maybe we'll talk about what is it about then if it's not for your health. And also, we'll mention after the break, too, we want to be very clear, there's no external benefit, meaning if you submit to this injection to protect your coworker or your customer or your neighbor or anyone outside of your own body, there is no external benefit. The vaccinated acquire and transmit this virus just as readily as anybody else, except for one group of people, and that's the COVID recovered who are sitting in front of me at this very moment and just were fired. Our world's upside down. All right. We're up against a break. We're with the former employees of KCBD and Gray Media. And when we get back, we're going to hear some more from these folks and talk more about what we can do to support them and support others. So y'all stick with us. I'm Ben Edwards. You're The Cure.
Welcome back into You're the Cure right here, Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Check out VeritasMedical.com for archived shows and other important information to help you regain control of your health. VeritasMedical.com. Well, Dr. Edwards, also over the weekend, the Health Freedom of Lubbock, they joined the folks from KCBD that have been fired for not taking the China virus vax. We had a rally out in front of KCBD Saturday, and they'll keep on fighting, but it turned out to be a really, really good rally. Over 200 people there. I didn't attend that. I was going to try to get out there. I didn't make it, but it's really good to see that the community is starting to stand up against some of this top-down heaviness of corporations and wokeness. I'll call it wokeness, but
yeah.
I'll let you have it back there, sir.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason for the show today, just to encourage others out there. And to see that there's a lot of folks who are in support of freedom and the truth, and especially when it comes to healthcare. But and I wasn't at the rally either. They had a rally a few weeks ago, just a general one before all this blew up. But Aaliyah, you want to talk about the Health Freedom Alliance some?
Yes. So Health Freedom of Lubbock, you can find them on Telegram, Facebook, Facebook isn't so kind to them.
They get banned a lot on
mm-hmm. Facebook. However, you can find events on Facebook. So we had our rally Saturday. It was so funny, too. So the camera came out from the building at KCBD, and it kept getting closer and closer and closer. So we were not allowed to even get in the street. We were across the building on the other side of the road. And finally, the camera guy came over and interviewed several of the Health Freedom of Lubbock folks, and it was great. We had a sign in the back of the camera that says media is the pandemic. It's perfect. Yeah.
But I would tend to agree with that. I mean, I've been saying that for a long time on this show, and thanking Wade for the opportunity to have a free platform to speak truth. The suppression all throughout this whole thing, which I'm not going to get into early treatment right now, but the suppression of early treatment for sure, mm-hmm. the suppression of these adverse events. I'm looking at a paper right now to preprint the toxicology reports. This is Ronald Kostoff. And Kostoff in this paper looked at percentage of deaths in each age group from 0 to 14 years old, 15 to 24 years old, and just on up to 85 plus. And he per capita put the death rate from COVID virus. And then right next to that, he put the 7-day COVID-19 vaccine death rate, death from the vaccine in the same age groups and the percentages. And in each age group, according to his analysis in this paper, which the title of the paper is Why Are We Vaccinating Children Against COVID-19? But he shows each age group has a higher risk of death from the vaccine than you do from the COVID virus itself. I mean, that's an interesting analysis, and that's what we'll talk about next week with Steve Kirsch, too, and the $1 million reward he has on the table for anyone to disprove that. But let's jump back in, and I think, Jordan, when we were off air, you were mentioning something, too, and I want to talk about with, like, the Health Freedom of Lubbock group, just common citizens out there coming together to support people. Now, you're the wife of Blake.
Yes.
And I'd like you to speak a little bit just to this notion of people can stand up for the truth. They can trust God for their provision. And there are a lot of people out there who have supported y'all. So can you speak to that a little bit?
Absolutely. Yes, I am the wife to Blake. I was actually a former KCBD employee. This company was not just a random job Blake held. This is one wherever he moved to town, we met and married within the year. This is where we began. This place is a part of our home. I grew up around here. KCBD was part of our family. And they went all the way through with us till the birth of our first child, whenever I stepped back and decided to stay home. And Blake took on the role as our sole provider. Here we are, three kids later. And Blake is now in management, and he brings our only income, and we homeschool our children. And whenever this mandate dropped, I mean, we didn't waver. It was a no. It was an absolutely no. And you know what? I will tell you this. Having only one income and knowing that our life is so much different than most and how small we have to live and just devoted to God, our life stays being at home and trusting him. To be honest, I would tell you that sometimes the thought of what happens, Blake was a phenomenal employee, but sometimes just because I'm human, I would get in fear thinking that what happens if that day comes that Blake calls and they let him go, you know, and that was like a crippling fear to me sometimes. And then, you know, the day that he called, and that was even prior to the vaccine mandate, that was just life in general. And the day that he said that they were mandating vaccines and this is where that road was heading, you know, my fear was not losing our income. My fear was losing our freedom. And I understand that, Blake, this is America, and there are plenty of ways to make money, and there are plenty of ways to have an income, and there's plenty of other jobs out there. But I don't know about y'all, but we only have one body. And our body is worth protecting. Our body is worth fighting for, not these monsters that come in and tell us that they own our body. And then how many people comply to that? And we have had so many. This is conversation is not vaxxed versus unvaxxed for us. Every vaccinated person are supporting us because they said, look, I was vaccinated because I had a choice. And we were fired because they took our choice away, and that is not okay. And I just want to encourage everyone that, one, you know, the grace was on that day, and all the people out there that are feared of being fired, don't fear it, because whenever that day comes that your employer tells you you no longer work for them, God's grace covers that day more than I could ever tell you. And you just know that, A, Great Media was never our provider, not a day in its life. God is our provider, and my provider did not change. The only thing that changed is we walked out of that building with our health. And we also know, and we've talked to other employees who have gotten the vaccine who complied. I don't know about for everybody, but for Blake and I don't think we've slept better, because we lay our head down at night knowing that we kept our own, we kept following the Lord, and we can lay our head down knowing that we did the right thing, and we lay down and sleep peacefully, just as God promised. We don't have regret. We're not in vaccine regret. And I feel like vaccine regret will come over time, and they're going to wish that they could undo something, and their job will be the last thing they're thinking about. But we sleep beautifully at night, knowing that when the time came to have a backbone, we found ours, and we didn't let any fear cripple us, because I don't know about y'all, but God is not the author of fear. And this is just a fear push, and, we're better. We need to be better than this. We need to stand up for our freedom, because I'm going to tell you what, you only lose your freedom once.
Amen. God bless you, sister. That is a good word. God is our provision. And that's, to me, the biggest thing right now. More and more people, because I'm as guilty as anybody. You know, I grew up in church my whole life, yada, yada. I love God, trust God, you know, say all the Bible verses and stuff. But then when the rubber meets the road and you actually have to trust, you can't rely on your own skills, talents, abilities, your ability to provide for yourself or protect yourself. You have to actually trust God. It can be a scary place. Mm-hmm. But then as believers, we check that immediately. Wait a minute. Either right, I believe and trust, or I don't.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can only serve one master. You cannot serve two.
That's it.
And we got the choice to say who is our master, and I know we pass with flying colors.
Amen.
Our job is to protect, you know, our job as God's children, and how we honor God is also with our bodies. Yeah. And our bodies is not to give it over to this evil agenda and cripple it out of fear. If we want to honor God, we honor him with our bodies. Our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. It is not a lab rat for these doctors to put in poison in our body. And it's time for everyone to stand up to honor the Lord with your own body. Whatever choice it is that you make, make it the one that you know is the one that is best right for you. But you can't let this evil agenda take away your freedom. That cannot happen. And it's happening. It's time to stand up. It's time for all of the churches to hop on this and stand up. If they truly believe that God is God Almighty and want to join in the fight, we need the pastors to step up in our community. This is real here. It has hit conservative Lubbock, and we need everyone to get together, and it's time to stand.
And I want to say, you know, if you prayed about this, if you're a believer and you really earnestly prayed on this, and the Holy Spirit led you and directed you, like I said, for the advancement of medical science, there's people out there who volunteer for various clinical trials. And if the Holy Spirit leads you to do that, fine. The issue I have, and I've had this whole time, is lack of informed consent. Mm-hmm. It is it's a requirement. A part of foundational bioethics is you need to give full information to anyone who's going to volunteer to submit to an experiment. And then you also, they have to be able to opt out. There can be zero coercion. And we went from fear and guilt, you know, you're going to kill grandma if you don't get vaccinated, which I already explained, there's no external benefit. You acquire and transmit the virus just as readily, whether you're vaxxed or unvaxxed. But that was the initial kind of wave, fear. And then it got into bribery. Let's give, you know, ice cream cones and donuts and you know,
$1 million.
Lottery, free parking for students at Tech, or whatever it was. And now it's moved from there on to, let's see if we can take away your livelihood or threaten that. You know, where does it stop? Where does it go on? And, you know, Dr. David Martin was talking about this very thing, that this is a coordinated, and he was actually quoting from some documentation. I've not looked this up myself, but I intend to. The World Health Organization laid out a plan, world at risk scenario is what David Martin was quoting from. And he said, this is all in the script. How far can we push people, and how far will they go and submit? What type of coercion / force is going to be needed? Which, mind you, all of this is illegal to coerce or force. Attorneys, hear me there. In fact, I want to quote something real quick. This is from Bobby Kennedy's Children's Health Defense Fund. Federal law Title 21 U.S. Code 360-BBB-3E1A, Section 2, Paragraph 1 through 3. The Federal Food and Drug Cosmetic Act clearly lays out for any emergency authorized usage, there are certain criteria that have to be met. And number three is the option to accept or refuse the administration of the product. Mm-hmm. It's clear. That's federal statute, much less the Nuremberg Code, the United Nations Universal Declaration of Bioethics and Human Rights, the United Nations International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 3, all of which the United States has signed. But beyond that, Robert Malone, who developed the mRNA technology, who donated to the Biden campaign, who took two doses of Moderna and was injured by it, who is currently developing another COVID vaccine in India right now. He was under non-disclosure, so he couldn't disclose that this whole, you know, past 6 or 8 months, where he's been very vocal about needing to analyze the safety data on this vaccine, and he was called an anti-vaxxer at the same time he's developing a vaccine. I'm going to quote from him. What was done here was grossly naive, rushed out, and was not consistent with the policies and procedures and rules and federal law that I've had to operate under my entire career with hundreds of clinical trials I've been involved in. They've basically thrown away the rule book. And I'll put that interview up. I think that was with maybe the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. But regardless, I'll put it up so you don't go on Telegram or our other media and look at that. It was very telling. I mean, this is an inside guy. He goes on to talk about war games. Hopkins, the WHO, the World Economic Forum, Bill Gates, and Fauci representing the U.S. government. They got together and war gamed out. What if there's a lethal virus that comes out? What will we have to do from a media standpoint, a social media standpoint, a treatment standpoint? And Dr. Malone had been a part of some of these war games, not the specific one for COVID-19. But he's just explaining from the CIA. I mean, this is going to start sounding crazy movie conspiracy stuff, except that it's true and it's documented and you can go read about it. And so his opinion is this war game has taken a turn that was unanticipated. And the unanticipated part partly is there's repurposed drugs at work. That's another show, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, et cetera. That was not anticipated. And the lack of efficacy of the injection, that was not anticipated. What I mean, lack of efficacy, you know, they came out early and said it's 95% efficacious, which was relative risk reduction, not absolute risk reduction. Won't get into that. Absolute risk reduction was less than 1%. But using their own biased mathematics, here's the latest UK data. The efficacy of all available vaccines combined is as low as -109.1% with the age group of 40 to 49, and as high as -16% in the 30 to 39 age group. That's the most current UK data. most current that I can find, CMS, that's Center for Medicare Services. So for 65 and older, through August the 10th, 60% of the hospitalized COVID-19 cases are vaccinated. As Dr. Peter McCullough says, the vaccine has had zero impact on the pandemic curve because Delta has achieved antigenic escape. What does that mean? The vaccine antibodies, if these folks here in the studio would have submitted to that injection, they would have produced some antibodies that can't touch Delta and, in fact, can potentially enhance Delta. And there's more and more data consistent with that. The lack of transparency about this, the lack of being able to even discuss this openly without being censored or called names, is very telling. And so even if you want to be a part of a clinical trial, it's totally your right. You can choose to do that. But at the bare minimum, let's stand up for those who choose not to be part of a clinical trial and the coercion and the threat of livelihood being taken away is unacceptable. And I know these CEOs can be in a tough spot. I don't know about local KCBD, you know, and local. And I know Gray Media's a big company. But I can almost guarantee you all these folks are being put under pressure, all related to money. Either they've got incentive, they're going to be paid money for certain percentage of compliance, or they will be fired. So fear of lack of provision all the way to the top. Doctors are not immune to this. CEOs are not immune to this. And I know it's tough. I'll speak to the hospital administrators. I know it's tough. If you're being threatened with your Medicare, Medicaid being taken away, believe me, I understand. Medicare, Medicaid were the number one payers at my old clinic and post. And if that was taken away, I understand the pressure you're under. But we're at a point, and after next week's show in particular, when we hear about 200,000 people have died from the injection at a minimum, per Steve Kirsch and others, it's time for men of integrity and women of integrity to stand up as CEOs. There's got to be a different way. And as we're seeing with people standing up, Delta Airlines just came out and said, never mind, there's no mandate. I just got a text from Baylor Scott & White pediatrician who was fired for not submitting. And then they emailed him back and said, wait a minute, we're changing our policy. You can come back. And a man of integrity that he is, he said, no, thank you. Wow. Spectrum Health out of Grand Rapids, Michigan has said, if you're naturally immune, never mind. You don't need it. Common Spirit in Arizona, because the doctors stood up in that health system out in Arizona. They stood up and said no after being threatened with losing their job. Common Spirit came back with an email like the next day and said, never mind. We're going to accept your religious exemptions. It can happen. And I encourage these CEOs. All right. That's my last rant. We've got probably 10 minutes left, guys. So I'm going to split it amongst you. Aaliyah, you're first. What say you to end the show?
To piggyback on what you just said, I have had, this is the first time in my life I've ever opened my social media up to public. So I believe in the Lord.
You're a brave woman.
I know. But that's how much I want people to hear this story and to understand exactly what Jordan just shared is you don't have to comply. You can choose who your master is, and it doesn't have to be this world, or it doesn't have to be this synthetic experiment. But I've had so many people reach out to me and say, well, this is going to happen to me, or this is going to happen to my brother, this is going to happen to my husband. And I just want to say to you so loud you can hear me in the back, stand up.
Mm-hmm.
United we stand. You know, think about the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
Who were the people fighting in that war?
Yeah.
It's going to take all of us.
Yeah.
If we don't stand up now and fight, we'll have nothing to fight for later.
Yeah. And that can't be understated. And that's not hyperbole. I mean, Australia, just go look at Australia.
Yes.
And if you listeners have not heard about or seen Australia, that's your homework today. Mm-hmm. Go look up Australia. Blake, any closing comments?
Yeah, I would, echoing what's already been said, and I do take comfort in where we're at. I know that, like Aaliyah said earlier, you read about these things, you see what's happening in other states, some more left-leaning, ones that are truly, you know, the super pro-vax, and you just think, you know, this will never hit here. And then now that it has, it really is going to be a testament to this community. And when the rubber meets the road, I think this is an opportunity for West Texas to stand up and say, this isn't right. And I think it's really just taking somebody with guts to fight back, to speak up, that's going to get enough people to rally around it. So it is encouraging to see some of those bigger companies, Southwest, Delta, you mentioned Baylor Scott & White. That's important because I know a lot of these major companies are hiding behind Biden's mandate of, you know, employers with 100-plus employees need to mandate it. But that was essentially a press conference and a press release. There's really nothing legal about that mandate for companies to try to hide behind it to say, well, the President of the United States is forcing our hand. I've been told and have read and have seen that there are Republican attorneys general that are ready to fight that, but there's actually nothing that they can – there's no lawsuit right, yeah. for them to actually pursue because there's nothing even in effect binding legally in any way. So that's where I'm with you, Dr. Edwards. Where are the attorneys at? Because this can't be legal. We should have the ability to say, no, this is not right, and my livelihood, my employment should not be required or on the line for this. It's baffles me to think that we're at this point where they just seem to think these private companies, big companies, that they can just do whatever they want because they're big enough and nobody can fight it. But I do think that it just takes a group of people, courageous people, to step up and say no. And I think that there's a lot of people waiting on the sidelines, ready to see that, waiting for somebody to take that stand so they can rally behind it, because it can be intimidating, and it can be you're waiting for somebody else to speak up on your behalf. But we all just need to join in on this fight, because this is not the America that you know, I grew up in, that I pursued, that I want my children to grow up in. We've got to draw a line in the sand somewhere, and if we're not going to be able to take control of our own bodies and what we put into it, then, I mean, what in the world are we doing? What's happening here? What's happening in Australia, that's like a dystopic nightmare. And we're seeing some of that here, and we're seeing, you mentioned the censorship happening online. I mean, Aaliyah's audio recording got banned from YouTube, and that's just a straight-up recording. How can that be misinformation? That's just a recording of an incident that happened, and it's now been banned, you know, because it's obviously very negative to that narrative.
Yep.
So it's mind-boggling, but it takes people like us, and I know there's a whole lot more people that are ready to speak up, and we need you.
Yep. Well, to that note on the Biden executive order, I've gone and looked for that and I can't find it. I've talked to some other attorneys and they can't find it. OSHA is supposedly the one who's supposed to publish it, and they haven't. So you're right. It was a press conference. So much of this is psychological warfare, yes, mind games, word games. You know, listen to the David Martin interview. He went into great detail on this, and he, in fact, said there is no law that allows any federal agency, including the military, to use any of the current EUA products that are out there. They all require an approved IRB study, and that includes safety data and animal studies, and as such, there is none. So bottom line, and it was Mike Adams who came out to David Martin and said, well, then, you know, why aren't arrests being done? And that's basically what David Martin said, is like the CEO of Southwest the other day at his press conference, when he basically blamed Biden. You CEOs have to stand up for the truth. If there's no law that allows you to do this, and there is no executive order either, and I don't know exactly how these executive orders work. David Martin said, executive orders are only, they can't be mandated to individuals. They can only be for other federal agencies, but I don't know about that. But the point is, these attorneys need to get in the game. Jordan, didn't want to leave you out. Any final comments?
Yes, one job. You know, a lot of people, I feel like whenever you lose your job and it's for the reasons of not doing your job properly, you go home and you kind of want to hang your head down low in front of your family. And ours was completely different. Blake came home and our three children, and we all just embraced each other because our job, our God-given job as parents, whenever God hands us that baby he loaned us to, our job is to protect them. And protecting them does not mean from the monsters underneath the bed. It means to protect their bodies and to keep government out of their bodies and to keep the only thing that's allowed in their bodies is the Holy Spirit alone and for him to guide you. And we have never been prouder parents to look our babies in the eyes knowing we pass the test with flying colors in hopes to protect them one day, because if we look the other way now, they're forced to comply later, and I'm not willing to do that. And I will, as long as I have breath in my lungs, I will be fighting for my babies and my grandbabies and everyone else's babies, because I don't think any future mother out there, if they were ever informed to know that one jab in the arm would kill their fertility, I don't think a single mama would do it. But they haven't been misled. And I fight for the mamas who don't know that. This has got to stop. And it's just sickening where we are today. But it's time we rise up and protect our babies. Everyone has a reason to get in this fight. Not thinking if you stay at home and you don't have a job that no one's going to fire you for this. Yeah, but what about your children? What about your grandchildren? It's time to stand or we'll fall.
Amen. Well said. Very well said. Thank y'all for coming in today. And I just want to, the last word I have, and I mentioned this a little bit ago, a few shows back, that the way out, as far as I'm concerned, obviously stand for the truth, but confession and repentance for the leaders out there who were just going along, following the orders, trusting these institutions that, as Malone and Martin talk in their interviews, regulatory capture is pervasive. And it's unfortunate that's where we're at now, but we have to have discernment as leaders of businesses and institutions. And if we got it wrong, because out of ignorance, lack of due diligence, or we were fearful as leaders to stand up, because what about our own reputation and livelihood? Confess it. People are very forgiving. Americans in particular, a very forgiving bunch. And that's why we teach our kids. Confess. Just tell us. Admit it that you screwed up. And we'll forgive you. But then repent, turn and go the other way. It can't just be lip service. And even if it means you won't be reelected, even if it means your board of directors may let you go as the leader of your company or whatever it is, you'll have a clean conscience. Like these guys have said today, they can sleep at night. So that's my encouragement to physicians out there, to leaders of corporations and companies. If you're seeing things differently now, the best counsel I could give you is just confess and turn and go the other way and support the truth and these guys that represent the truth. So Brooke, Jordan, and Leah, thank you all for coming in today.
Thank you. Share our story.
Yes. If you want to get in contact with us, we've had many people ask us to come speak to their events, large or small. One person has a voice to change the world, and we all know that through Jesus. If you want to contact us and get us to come and speak to you personally and help you with this fight, we have an email address. It is called, our movement is called Fired for Freedom. And so our email address is firedforfreedom11@gmail.com. And we would be more than happy to speak with you and help you figure out a way on how you can join in this fight with us.
Awesome.
Fired for Freedom what?
11.
11.
KCBD 11.
The number 11.
Make sure that was in there.
The number 11.
Yes.
At Gmail?
Yes.
Okay. Fired for Freedom, all one word, 11, at Gmail.
Yes.
Okay.
Gmail. All right, guys, thank y'all so much for joining
you,
us today.
Dr.
I know
you
y'all are a big encouragement to a lot of folks out there and to me. So thank y'all for being who God made y'all to be and standing for the truth. Y'all check out the show notes. We'll put Jennifer Block's article in there about natural immunity being so robust. We'll have Ronald Kostoff's article about increased risk of death from the vaccine as opposed to the virus. And the other things that I've mentioned on the show today will be in the show notes. archived at veritasmedical.com under radio shows. Y'all spread the truth. We'll be in next week. I'm pretty sure unless something unforeseen happens, we will have Steve Kirsch here with his $1 million bet. So y'all come back next week for another great show. Thanks for joining us today.